Thank you for the Remnant Choir. Greet each other. You are someone who delivers this covenant. Let's enjoy that covenant. And this one infant toddler came to the front. Then I just thought the three things. This is Remnant movement. Then remnants will receive the answers. Then other remnants will come to that. Another one. I really thought that maybe, indeed he is the son of the Kim Tae-sung, because he was in the choir. Then that he received the blood. That is the delivering the covenant. Because there will be that way to deliver this covenant. That is the worship and the prayer. How you look in the worship and then what you pray, then all these things, then the next generations will be nurtured. You have to grab a hold onto the covenant of three things. You should really have the assurance of the covenant about your identity. Can you really say confidently that you are the one who delivers this covenant? For the sake of the world and Japan evangelization, you are the one who you are called by God to deliver this covenant that Jesus is the Christ. So through the God's word, you have to imprint this one. I am the one who really delivers the message and the covenant. What kind of covenant should we really deliver this? And then what kind of evangelist am I? Genesis 1, 27 and 28. And then we were created in the image of God. So we are the ones who really delivers the spiritual things. More than that is Ephesians 1, 1 to 6. Before the creation, God actually called you as the one who really delivers the covenant. Before the creation, you are actually the evangelist and those who really delivers this covenant. So you really have to have the conclusion of the covenant for the past. Your past was actually predestined by God before the creation. And then to really deliver us to about the correct covenant, and God really had that, called us. For some of we were actually in the midst of impossibility. Isn't that right? Because eternally we were really separated from God. So you couldn't really have, you had no choice but to really live in all this impossibility. Then the Satan is the one who really captures your life. And then Satan is the one who really led me as the slave. So that kind of, from that kind of Satan, I have really received the Christ. Then you really have to confirm it every day, then you have to admit it, and then you have to pray. By the Christ, be centered with myself, centered with the money, centered with the success. This is where you are actually coming from. That is your identity. You are not yourself to really live for yourself. And then your life cannot be determined because eternally you have been out from this Satan's burdens. So every day you have to admit it, confirm it, and enjoy it. Because there's no other need to bow down before the idols and even having the religious then you're really coming out from this fundamental problems and then you really became a God's child and you really have to have that kind of identity every single day. And that is the identity for those who really have the evangelize. And we should really know that from the six states of the non-believers, you are completely out of it. Now you are not really the beings that you will be destroyed by the physical things. Then because of the depression, because of or this mental illness, and then you don't really have the right, the problem in the next generations. You're completely out from and how much are you aware of, are you acknowledge and you admit it and enjoy. That's your identity. If you're not really gathering that, then how could you really say that you're actually enjoying the Christ? How exactly did he really call us? And he called us to really testify that Jesus is truly the Christ. 1 Peter 2:9 says, you are the royal priesthood. And then you are the one who really got chosen, then you are the holy seed. When you are really in the darkness, you are the one to really testify the light of the God. That's how you are called. How could you really deliver this covenant if you don't really have the thankful heart? Then what you're going to do is you're just going to use your lips to deliver the covenant. The covenant cannot be delivered by the lips. Because God's word is actually the covenant. And then covenant cannot be stopped and blocked by anyone, anything. Then that's why God really gave you the image of God. And then so that you can really be able to deliver this covenant. How much do you really admit every single day that Jesus is truly the Christ? You really have to meditate on this deeply. But not only that, then we have received the covenant of the Japan evangelization. And then he even gave us the covenant of the world evangelization. And how exactly can you really think of? If you really look at Noah today, so he had this strong and firm identity. He really had the clear identity. I will explain it later. But it's very important. Who am I? What kind of existence am I? how come God really chose us as the... Then how much you know, how much you admit, that's a very important part. Because in the world, they don't really teach you this. Because they will teach you opposite things. God is not the one who chose you. You chose the God. Because you needed Him. And then that's why God needs you. And actually, you can be like God. And the spiritual world, the story of the spiritual world can be really discussed in among the elites. Then those people who really want to have the success will just try to get the power from the spiritual things, and they will claim that don't talk about the Jesus Christ. The world will say not only Jesus Christ is the Christ, then all other things is actually right. That's why I will be thinking of That's what God really prepared. The great teacher, that you are the one who really delivers the covenant. You really have to enjoy this covenant every single day. And there is the secret. So that usually the people will have the eyes to look at the world problem. And there are the two things. They'll be looking at the problems with the legalism, and the other one is using the those people who will be really looking at the things legalistically, then because of this problem came. Because you didn't do this, and that's why as a consequence you are like this. Then all of them will be talking about the right things. So when you really hear their word, then you will kind of understand. But you should really look at the things in the view of the delivering the covenant. Let's say your child has that issue. Then you will really eager yourself to really deliver them, plant them. So you should really be able to see the fact, spiritual fact. It's not necessarily you talk about the correct things. It may be your problems, it may be the environmental problems. But the God Himself is the God of the covenant, and through these problems, so how exactly do we really look at the problems? John 19:30. You should really see that these problems actually completed. Not only that. And then this is the problems that had been really and then God really gave you us this word of God. And you can exactly enjoy this victory. So every day you have to open up your eyes You should really be able to see the spiritual fact. Then that's what you really need to focus and communicate with God. You can really bring the first service message whenever you have the problem. And then this is something that has been really solved. And within this, I will really look for the God's work is always to revive others. Isn't that right? It's not really like, I have to do something to revive them. Because if you can really see the God's time schedule, then those kids are actually healed. It was about Noah. And he was actually drunk. And then he was naked and he was drunk. Then he was sleeping. So if you really look at from the eyes of the world, then if it's very shameful, then who was Noah? He is the one who really had the authority. Noah is not God. Then God is Noah. I'm God. That's the heresy. Then it will be different if God will be really doing things. So Noah actually had this strong covenant of the identity. So Noah actually really had firmly with the covenant in himself. And then second thing is that they he really enjoyed the covenant. Because simply put, Noah was having the hangover. He was the middle-aged man who was drunk. Then he was the farmer of the vineyard. What exactly Noah was doing? He was actually creating the boat for 120 years. And it was the first time for him to have the agricultural things. And then he made the vineyard, and then he got sleepy. Then clearly he gave the blessings and also the curses. That my point is, so the authority and the status of yours cannot be changed regardless of any kinds of situation. You're depressed and you're having this problem, that problems, and then anyway, all the authority and the status cannot be changed. So Noah actually really understood that. So for us, we want to be the perfect. Then whenever we feel great, and then that's when we can really use the authority. Because after all, you really care about what they're going to think about you. And Noah didn't pay attention to that. It doesn't really matter what kind of state that he was in, like physically. And then he couldn't really change the covenant. And all the ritual identity, spiritual authority couldn't really be changed. So you should really use this status and authority. Doesn't really matter how bad you are. You have to really use it. After all, because of the Holy Spirit, so the best and greatest time for you is that to when you pray and when you give worship. So those who really grab hold of the covenant and deliver the covenant, the first thing is that to really have the worship and the prayer. What's the relationship between Noah and the God? What is the relationship between Noah and his son? Will be like something like we have to have the. What is the covenant between the Abraham and Isaac? Both of them are the one who really built the. About the covenant, and then when exactly did Isaac and Abraham really do? They really built the altar and then give the worship. Moses and Joshua, how about their relationship? Joshua was waiting for Moses until he really finished the worshiping. Those who really get together and pray, then the family will be really enjoy. And then last week, I had a Bible class. Then I kept talking about the Genesis. Then it was about the Genesis 4. To the remnants, I had the questions. Write down the reasons why you give worship. The kids were really writing the 3 reasons to worship. Then something was different. One kid said, that person said, because God gives the feed. this kid really believes in the authority. So, and then this person will not really be. Then there will be a little bit different to deliver the covenant. Those who really have the worship. It's very simple, but very accurate. The reason to give worship, because God is with me. That's amen. But if you really look into those remnants, and actually that student comes from the family where they get together, they following the parents, going to here and there. Indeed, your prayer will save your child. But that child has to really be able to pray by themselves. And so they should be really also praying for when they get together, when they really have the worship. That's the spiritual communication time. That's the time when you don't, without the word, all the covenant will be delivered. Let's greet to each other. Let's have the worship together. Let's deliver the covenant together. Let's enjoy the authority and the state. All the problems have finished. So your nature should be something that you pray when you have the problems. You should really have this power inside of you. Then you have to equip yourself to enter into the problems. Instead of being afraid of the problems, instead of running away from the problems, because of the God's word, because you have the power to break down the problems, and then you can actually enter into the problems. Of course, it's great that your child can really pray when the problem comes. If they can really enter into the problems with the power to break down the problems. And there are the blessings that will be given to the people who really deliver the covenant. After Noah actually cursed Ham, But then Noah actually blessed the two other sons. The first blessing to come, not to yourself. For some most, God will receive the glory. You forget about this sometimes. Then the blessing should come to me first. After you deliver the covenant, then Noah said, glorify. Glory to the Lord. What's our identity? Is that that your child will receive the great answers? First and most, glorify God. And we really have to glorify God first. Then that glory will appear then the non-believers may be saved. Remnants may be saved. That will be the God's work that will be shown. That will be the God's glory that will make God really happy. Saving the souls will be the greatest things. You deliver the covenant, that means you're actually reviving that soul. Then to that kind of people, then God will really attach the disciples. Then the Noah said, then you will live in the tent. What does that mean? Then he'll be really, God will be responsible for the evangelizing entire family line. Because those who really deliver the covenant, their household will be revived until the thousand generations. And throughout the thousand generations, and all the blessings will be given. So you really have to pray for your family. Then lastly, the financial blessings will be given. But it's rightful, because that's God's will. Reviving the next generations, healing the others. Healing, reviving the multi-ethnics. Because those things are the very rightful answers, and then the financial things will be really given. Those who really grab hold on to that covenant to those people, then the God will really restore the financial blessings. Throughout this week, it's not really about the failure of delivering the messages, the covenant. You should really have the assurance that you're in the covenant of the delivering the God's word. Don't be deceived by the physical things. Don't be deceived by the current situation of your child. Because God already gave us this needed identity. And God really had given to all these things that is needed. And these answers will be really come. Grab hold on to this covenant. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless all of you to enjoy this covenant until the presider comes. Let's pray together. Thank you, God, to really give us the covenant as the evangelist to deliver the covenant. And let us really be able to use all these status and then the authority. Let's pray for a minute. Let us pray.